Okay, let's begin. So today's stuff is Daf Daled, and we begin from where we left off, which is Tani Reb Hoshaya, Yalda Vachar Kach Nitgayara in Ladam Tohar. So if a woman gave birth, we remember there's a period of time the dam in the beginning is Tameh, and then there's a period after that where the dam, the blood, is considered Dam Tohar, so the Baal is Tahor. Okay, so if you say a woman, say, gives birth and then converts, we say she doesn't have that Dam Tohar. Why? Because I'm a Rabbi Yossi, v'ya'od. Obviously, it makes sense. Ilulei datanina Rabbi Yoshaya, habo tzrichin lo. Rabbi Yoshaya not taught us this to us, wouldn't we know automatically? In other words, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's meant to be absolutely obvious. Michash ein lo damim tmeim, ein lo damim tohorim. Meaning, it seems to be damim tmeim and damim tohorim go hand in hand. As it says, del b'nei Yisrael, k'tiv v'parsha. So therefore, if when she gave birth, she was still a goya, and she didn't have damim tmeim, therefore she doesn't get the damim tohorim once she converts. It doesn't work that way. Okay? Okay, let's continue. Tani, hagiyorot vashvua vashivka shenifdu vishitgayru vishenishtachuru. So we've got a giyorot, a woman who converted, a shvua, a woman who's taken captive, or a shivcha. That was all these situations. Either the shvua was niftu, shintgayru vishitachuru, so either. Again, this woman who converted, the woman who was in captivity and freed, and the woman who was a shifcha and also then freed. We say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, tzrichim lamtim gimel chodashim. Shlosha chodashim, that's to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, they shouldn't get married for 3 months. Why? There's a concern is that maybe they had a relationship with someone prior to the change in their status. And then she gets married too quickly, then we won't know who the parent of this child really is. So it's a simple calculus here. However, Rabbi Yossi says, no, ain't tzrichem la'antif l'shol, you don't need to wait 3 months. Why? Because again, Pnei Moshe says here, the kasav Rabbi Yossi, isha mezanel mitapechet, that if she's having these flings, if you like, or these relationships, she will do, it says literally mitapechet, she'll turn over, but she'll take some sort of means to ensure she doesn't get pregnant. There's no concern there. Okay? Ve'ich ha'shem mishum tibun blood. That's a machlokidi between, pardon me, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. It's Ubedamim. When it comes to her dam, Rabbi Yehuda says, Daya Sha'ata. So she converts and then she sees dam later that day. Pardon me. And then Daya Sha'ata, meaning we don't have to be concerned she was Tamea earlier, because this is the whole discussion with this Nida. Do we say Daya Sha'ata or Metame Me'et Le'et? And Rabbi Yossi says, Metame Me'et Le'et. No, it's possible she could have already been like a Nida from the moment she converted, so therefore, even going back, we have to be concerned, Me'et Le'et. Well, not obviously prior to being converting, but Me'et Le'et. So Gemara says, Amrebi nirin rebi rebi bedamim. It seems to make sense. Nirin, that's interesting, lashon of nirin. I have to see what this word, the Gemara does with it soon. But it makes it with, when it comes to damim, when it comes to the dam, meaning it goes Me'et Le'et, so it's more machmir. But Rabbi Yehuda b'vlad, also for tikkun vlad, that she shouldn't get married for 3 months, meaning the more machmir should Rabbi Yehuda. So he seems to be machmir like we will see in one respect, and machmir like Rabbi Yehuda in the other, because there were two debates we just mentioned. It says, v'rechia b'shem Rabbi Yochanan halachic Rabbi Yossi. No, halach is like Rabbi Yossi across the board. So Rabba barka, ha'an, ba'i kamei Rabbi Yossi. Delokin, had you not told us this, ma'anan amri, what would you say? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, ain halachic Rabbi Yossi. Seems to be the principle anyway is halachic Rabbi Yossi. So why do you even tell us that halachic is shtehem? So the Gemara says, Ella begin da amar rab Rebbe Nirin, is because Rebbe said prior to that, Nirin. Now, Nirin means it seems to be aligning with one. In other words, is it because you think, because he said Nirin, Rebbe said, align or see the shitter of Rebbe Yossi in one case and Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Yehuda in the other? Is that why you had to go out of your way and tell us, no, halachic is like Rabbi Yossi across the board? Is that why? But that's not true. V'lo ken amar Rabba b'shem Rab Zeira. Kol makom shna Rabbi Nirin, adayna malokom b'machloket. In other words, when he says Nirin, it means machloket is dayim mimkoma, meaning that it's still in place. But what it means, more importantly, for our purposes, is that he's not saying halachas like so-and-so in that situation. He's talking sfarah, talking learning, but it's not that he's saying I'm paskin in that way. So again, obviously, halacha grows Rebbe's like Yehuda, and the fact that Rebbe said Nirin is inconsequential, has no bearing on the matter. Okay? Except for, by the way, this principle of Nirin Rebbe, where we said is important, chutz mina igur shel devela, dehen moden lahen, the ahen moden la ahen. Meaning, in that context, the Igulei Deveila, and that relates, if you remember, the situation where we Igulei Deveira of cakes of pressed figs. And there were lots of barrels of these things, and someone took some truma and squished it on one of them. This takes all the way to truma. We have all these complexities of when we say bittul and don't say bittul. Can the bottoms combine? Is it only the tops combine? And there's a debate between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. I can show you the Pnei Moshe, he says. Igul shel devela shel daras ve'ino de be'ezu gul. Like I explained, Rabbi Yosef says, Yalu, it's all batel. And Rabbi Yoshua says, no, all the pumim, all the tops. Because you know you squashed on the top, you can't include the bottoms to batel it. So therefore you need 100 tops to batel the truma that's in there. Okay? And it says, but there's one situation, the Rebbe, and says, Rebbe, regarding that nearing, in that situation, nearing Rabbi Yeshua in one case, and sorry, Rabbi Yeshua in one case, and Rabbi Eliezer in the other. And in that situation, it's not Nadayim and Machloket. In that situation, is rather, no, they're both maskim in that situation. Okay, Vekama Rebbe Allah Nirin. Tahatam, they're both maskim. In other words, that's not the point of debate. But Tosefta Shelafanim, he says, we don't find this. There is another case where Darsa Akomodim Mufurash. And that's where it was darsa. This truma was darsa at some point in the barrel, in one of these barrels. You don't know which one it was in, or at what point in the bottom, middle, or top. Ah, that's when I call modim that really you can include all the various dried figs to be able to bottle it. Okay, but the point is, nirin doesn't necessarily mean that it is paskin halacha. Okay. Okay, let's continue. So Amar Rabbi Yossi, no, Keshaita Kamei Rabbi Chanina, Berei the Rabbi Avahu. Vafilu Davar Barishin Nivalu, do we still say, what if we know? Again, Quint Rabbi Yossi says that the Giorot Shvua and the Shifra Sheniftu Shnit Garu Shnishracharu doesn't have to wait 3 months. Now, do we say that even if we know that she had a relationship with someone before, Samar Amar Le, Vistam Giorot Lo Kabulat Hem, he says the Giorot is Minastam Beulot. Meaning, it's not only because misafek we say we can be mekel. The assumption is a gioret, or that they were not gdurim ba'arayot, meaning they were or have been relationships. The stam status they're not a betula. So it must be rather because mitnei mitapechet, as we said, that even if they had a relationship, they would do take whatever means to prevent themselves from becoming pregnant. Okay. Now, Rebbe Elazar Omer, Kol Isha She'avru Aleiha Shlosha Anot De'ashata, V'tanya Amru Lo Chachamim. This is a debate with our Mishnah in terms of when if a woman comes to court, called what's Masulukah Damim. Meaning, according to the Chachamim, if she's a Skena and she doesn't see three or not, misses 3 periods, she's a Masulukah Damim, that's it, you don't have to worry about it anymore. And if she sees Dam, De'ashata. We saw in the Mishnah, the Rebbe Elazar said, no, any woman that could be in that situation. So Gemara says, "V'ha'tani Amar Rav Elazar Masa b'riba echad." There was a situation where Bayatlo, which is the place we saw, which is the incident we saw last time. She hafsika, she was mafsik three or not, v'lo ra'u, and she didn't bachach harata, and she saw dam, or ba masa lepnei chachamim became bachamim va'amu daya shata. So you see, in that situation, in other words, Rav Elazar is saying, but wasn't there an incident in this place where there was a woman who was young? She missed three periods, and the Chachamim said Daya Shata in this situation. So you see, that doesn't necessarily have to be at an age, which is exactly what Rabbi Elazar is saying. So Amru lo katan, which is fascinating in terms of you can imagine what actually happened. He says, "Oh, you remember that story? You remember that story when you were a katan, okay? And therefore, you can't bring this as a precedent because ain't edut lakatan, meaning as a katan, as a young kid, you saw it. So therefore." You're seeing this. There's no substance to what you're saying. Maybe you didn't understand it. Maybe in other words, we don't appreciate it. Which is actually fascinating, though, that even as an akatan, he was actually holding. If just reflect on this a moment, holding in the laws of nida, and he was able to, and he felt at least an akatan, he was able to listen into conversations, the halachic and psaks and dinu daya shata and or meat la'et and things like that, which I think is interesting. Anyway, panachat hora rebi karabalaza. There was one situation where Rebbe was passing on Rabbi Elazar that even doesn't have to be a gdola. So it doesn't have to be a skena, it can even be any age. Vahaya mitzta'er. And then Rebbe was upset that he passed on that way, that it was mekel when he felt like he shouldn't be. So Amar Rav Mana Kamei Rabbi Yossi, itachami, b'shat sh'ra k'kule v'memi v'kule Rabbi Yossi, lo ya mitzta'er. V'kana mitzta'er, He says, we'll see later on, further down the Gemara, there's a situation where Rabbi Paskin like a kula like Rabbi Meir and a kula like Rabbi Yossi, even though there was a machlok in two cases. There, he had no problem of taking two kulot and it didn't bother him. But now he's taking the kula of Rabbi Lazar, it bothers him. In other words, why did it bother him that he was somech on this Mekel Shita? So Gemara says, Amar lei taman yechidinenu. No, that was then it was a debate between yechidim. It was Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir. You can simply say that he simply agreed with the Rebbe in one situation that then they become a Rav. That's why he can pass out Rebbe in one case. And Yossi in the other case, Rebbe Meir. So it's not a issue to say that he passed on the Kula, that's what was bothering him. No, because if it's Shittat Rav is Lakula, of course you can pass on like that. However, what bothered him by the fact that he was somech one time on Shita Rebbe Lazar, however, Idla Mirahachi, da Nitztafu Dato and Rebbe's Rabbal Chachamim, in this situation, it was Yachid and Rabim debate. So what gave him the, so he felt bad that I relied on a Da Yachid in this situation when really it's Rebbe Lazar against Chachamim. So even if it's Mitztaref Rebbe Lazar, it's still got Chachamim against you. That's point number one. The Lord, not only that, Eladatani Allah Amru Law, there's another bright explaining this. We dismissed, if you like, the Eidot and the Maaseh Beribah. The reading we had is they dismissed your testimony, your Akatan. However, there's another case, this is Amru Law, that Horayat Sha'a Haita. The reason why there were Mekel in that situation was Horayat Sha'a. What was the Horayat Sha'a? The Horayat Sha'a was because it was a time of, let me just get it for you. I'm sure, you know, it's Bishat HaChak Haya, B'shnei Batzorah, it was a time of Batzorah, a time of like drought, famine. Okay? And she ran around and touched all this tarot. And if you're going to be machmir in that situation, Ken Vaday, if in a situation they've got less food to eat. So, in other words, you want to bring a proof from that case? That's not a good enough proof because that was Horayat Sha'a, that was exceptional circumstance. That had to be Mekel. So, in other words, so that's the two reasons, if you like, where Rebbe, even with Somech and Rebbe Lazar, he's ended up feeling uncomfortable or regretting it. Because A, it was Yachid against Rabbim, and B, even the Maaseh seemed to support Rebbe Lazar, it was exceptional circumstance anyway. Okay, so Rabbi Yossi Omer, okay, so Rabbi Yossi says, it's not just enough, this is important for later on. It's not just important that Hukara Ubara, that she's recognizably pregnant, but has to pass three or not, as you said, three, she has to miss three periods. On that point, we said, but not only that, also Meneket as well, Meneket if she's feeding. Now, and the time periods when she's a Mu'uberet and Meineket, they can combine together to give her the status of Musleket Damim. These three periods. So that says, now this relates, if you remember, to the Ribaz. Sorry, the way I'm reading it, so it relates to the way we explained according to the Ribaz in last year. Meaning that because it didn't say that she didn't see any dam at all during dam to the time when she was meineket, meaning she could have seen dam tahor and still she has the status of mesuleket damim. That's where it does explains it. Must mean that it's like the shita of Levi, that the dam tahor is a different source than the dam tameh. Because if it's the same source, just we treat it differently, give a different status, we call it tahor. Or it's mishtane, then you couldn't say she's mesulekeh. Okay, because that was again, there were three shittot in terms of how we address, if you remember last year, dam tohor and dam tameh, or dam toha. Okay, so let's look at now the next halacha. I know this is like that was just a one liner, but it really is, it needs to thread back all the way back to what we learned yesterday. Now, this halacha here. B'meh amru daya sha'ata. When you say these women as daya sha'ata, mean it's just from that point on, to me, you have to walk about that. That's Beriyah Rishona, the first time I see dam. Aval Bishnia metameh be'et let. Beri from the second one, it's broken that chazak. It broken. She no longer what's called a mezulekeh damim, and they ha now metameh be'et let. However, the imra, and again, by the way, it's not clear at this stage who we're talking about because there's quite a few mezulekeh damims. Okay, that's Gemara's going to discuss that. How the imra ta Rishona machmon ones. If however the first sighting of blood was because of some sort of ones, some sort of stimuli of some sort. The Bnei Moshe says, for example, she was kapsa, she was jumping around, or some sort of dreaded fear, or she was, or sha'achla davar magirdam, or she ate something that ended up bringing that stimulated, brought it on. You know, the machmat ones. Then even the shnia, she's still considered mesulekeh damim, and even the second one would be daya sha'ata. Okay, now the Gemara says, The Me Amru Dayashata. So Shmuel said, Lo Shana, this whole din we just brought was only a Betula and a Skena. That's when, after one, she said, only the first time she sees Dam, that's Dayashata. But beyond that, she's like another woman. Any other woman, that she have to be Choshesh Medlet. Aval Me'uberet Omein Nika, if she's Me'uberet, she's pregnant or she's feeding, Notnim La Kol Yomei Murava Kol Yomei Minekata. Then if she sees Dam a few times, we still say Dayashata. Now, why is that? I'll show you very interestingly here. B'nai Moshe says, even though she may have seen dam early in pregnancy or dam early in her feeding, we say mistalkin. The process, it's not an indication that dam's coming back necessarily, according to Shmuel, but it's just in the process of being, if you like, removal, if you like. Okay, so the fact she sees dam doesn't no longer make her no longer misluka dam. It's just in the process of, I know, slikah, you can call it, of this removal time. Okay, that's Shitat Shmuel. So in other words, seeing dam once, any of these things, clearly that's what the Mishnah says, Da'ashata. But the second one, well, it depends what you're talking about. If it is a betula or skena, then it's game over. She's back to being like anybody else. But umubeyat, no, that's different. However, Rav Rabbi Yochanan says, Trein Amrim, no, it doesn't make a difference. He betutah skena. You only get one, if you like, get out of jail free card. Only one thing that, there's only the first sighting is considered is dayashata, and the rest of them would be matamimet. Okay. Amar Rav Zira atyad the Rav Yochanan. It seems that Shira Rav Yochanan really means there's no difference in all these ladies that are mesulaka damim. That's like Rav Chanina. The kulum, they all disagree on Shitat Shmuel, who differentiates between meuberet meneket and eskena and betula. Again, because he holds Mubert and a Mubert, pardon me, and a Yoledet, a Minikast, let's say, they are in this period of Silikaisis. No, it doesn't ex that don't apply. Why? So how do we see that's Rab Chanina? Damar, Rab Laza b'shem Rab Chanina pamachat hora Rebbe kukule Rebbe, also kukule Rebbe Yossi. Now this Remer Rebbe Yossi. So we saw here that by the once at time where Rebbe was paskin like the kula Remer Rebbe Yossi. Hey, Chibi, what are the two machlokets? Two machlokets is as follows. Because the first machloket is hukara bora, from the time that her ubar, meaning that it's recognized as pregnant, we said that could be 30 days. We talked about in the different shita before when it's going to hukara bora, not 30 days, so 3 months, 90 days. Vachar kach ratza, that's already, Rabbi Meir says, that's already dayashata. So from the minute hukara bora, she's already considered as like a damin. So far, it doesn't touch on that discussion just yet. However, Rabbi Yossi is metamimetle, no? Still matame metlet. Why? Because in Rabbi Yossi, just because she's pregnant doesn't establish the Masulah Ketamim, she has to mamash miss 3 periods. Okay? That is Shita Rabbi Yossi. So who's more mekel? Rabbi Meir is more mekel. As soon as she's recognizably pregnant, then she is Masulah Ketamim. So that's a paskal like Rabbi Meir in that case. Now, what about the case where Rabbi Yossi is more mekel? That's the following. Ra'a re'iyot harbeh. Let's say she saw Dam many times. If sick and she takes a break for three or not, okay, missed 3 periods, and then she sees dam. Rabbi Meir says, that's not Masulekha Damim. Why? Because you have to remember, according to Rabbi Meir, what creates a Me'uberet, the status of a Masulekha Damim, not missing periods, but rather the fact that she was, she's already pregnant, right? That she's recognizably pregnant. Hukar Ubara. And therefore, missing. Therefore, since she's seen dam a few times already, taking a bit of a break and seeing it again later is just like another sighting. So she's like any other woman, because it's another, it just has to be a long break, but it doesn't mean anything other than just a longer period. So therefore, not pretty, a longer break between periods, let's call it that. And therefore, she's metame me'etlet. However, Rabbi Yossi says, no, in that situation, because again, could Rabbi Yossi, what's kuvea her to be a pregnant woman to be meseleka damim? The fact that she misses 3 periods. So once she's missed threes and sees again, then we say dayashata. Who's more makel in that situation? Clearly, Rabbi Yossi. So in that situation, Pascal like Rabbi Yossi. Okay? Now it says, V'imomer at notnim lo koyame bura. Now, if you want to say that you give kol yame ibura, meaning what that, if you remember, according to Shmuel, what that means is, and no matter how many times she sees during her pregnancy, she is considered mesulekat damim. Okay? She's dayashata. He says v'chol yamei minikuta, and also yamei minikuta. Lamali, why is then a kukule Rabbi Yossi? Why is the second case being made like Rabbi Yossi? Ha Rabbi Meir Kalila mid Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Meir, would be more makil because according to him, according to Rabbi Shmuel's understanding, it should be that any sighting she sees doesn't make a difference, should be considered what a dayasheta. So quite clearly, we don't say that. Quite clearly, we say it's under the first, because the whole build-up of Rabbi Meir, we just said, is because she saw many times, that means the one later on is medlet. Mashma, even a muberet, even a minika, that the after seeing once, the second one would be matame me'edlet like everybody else. Okay, which is pretty much how we explained it anyway. Some Rabbana Kamei Rabbi Yossi, or maybe not, maybe it's a different Kulei Chumra Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yossi, b'chalav. Now that Kulei Chumra, again, we saw previously, that was regarding why is it that a muberet is considered mesulekat damim? Sorry, yeah, not meret, a minika. Someone who's feeding, a woman who's feeding is considered mesulekat damim. If you remember, those two ways to understand it. One is because she's the milk she's producing impacts and presents her, prevents her having a period. Or simply, it was the body adjusting after childbirth. And that had a kulam chumra. So why do you say that the kulam chumra Rabbi Meir wasn't talking about this debate discussion at all, therefore it's not a kasha? Why do you think it was maybe talking about something else? And the Gemara says, no. I'm beferish hach in edamrit, that actually, meforash, we saw that the debate was regarding what we said, the debate just above, about this hukar obara, and the second case of she tamei many times and took a break for three, and they had one. Okay. Now, ad kedun betinoket, shehegia zmana lirot. So, till now, we've been discussing a tinoket, that shehegia zmana lirot, that what? That the first time, it's around the time she should be seeing dam already. And we said that if she, first time she sees matama, it's just dayashata, and after that, me'etlet. However, what if it's a tinoket that's really too young? Okay, shehegia zmana lirot. V'ra'ata riyot, and she sees a number of riyot. What do we say? So Rarishona, we still say Dayashata. Shnia, still say Dayashata. Shlishit, we say Dayashata. So in other words, it's not, we need to, if you like, create, because she's too young, we have to create a chazaka. A create a chazaka that now she's mamash seeing dam. So therefore, it have to be only after three times. However, Shlishit, the simple understanding is that the chazak is established with two, and on the third one, already she's metame medle. The chazak has already been established. Different ways to explain it, but that's a simple way of explaining it here. Okay, let's continue. Zkeina, an old lady, she, older lady, I should say. She ifsika shlosha or not. She's hasn't seen, missed three periods. Well, there we go. Dayashata. Fine, she's a mesulekat damim. What if happens, chazra, she sees dam, then vifsika shlosha or not again? Well, okay. Once again, dayashata. Okay, so still dayashata. But what happens then if, now you have to insert here the girsa in the Pnei Moshe, it says, what happens if she takes another break of three, like three normal periods, and then sees again? In that situation, now we don't say that, oh, this is a break of three periods, Masur Gedamim. We just say in her older age, her period, like the times are being extended to be very, very long. Because she's built three times where she's seen dam after, I'm going to say, approximately 3 months. So therefore, she's like any other woman. She's not considered a mesulekat dam. It's just she doesn't have a period very, very often. Okay? However, the Gemara importantly inserts that b'shelo kivna. That's provided that it wasn't perfectly 90 days, 90 days, 90 days. In other words, kivna machmat vest, either b'shepachta or shetira. Shilukivna, because it was much 90, 90, 90, then we know for sure, nikva, vesita. Now you've got what's called a vesikavua. Now you've got a predictable thing. So even if it was a young lady who had 25, 25, 25, or 35, 35, 35, that would also create a vesikavua, and it would also say a fixed period, and it would also say dayashata. Okay, fine. So Rabbi Yonan Baye, ra'ariot rishona v'shnia v'fsika shloshono, v'lo ra'ata v'chakach ra'ata. What if she saw first and second, breaks for 3 months, and then sees, and after then sees. Now the question is, the Pnei Moshe, he says, this is tinoket shelo hegia zmana lirot kai. We're talking about a young girl. Da'amrina le'el, de'briya shnia de'livra kol dayashata. The second riyah we know for sure is dayashata, right? Because she's too young. Okay? U'bishlishit, we say that's when the machloket is, whether the third riyah is already created, like she's already has the chazaka, such as now we say it's med le'et, Or do we say that it's still established with a third one? So now she's really only, me, still Dayashata. So the Gemara says, back to the Gemara. So here she's seen the two, took a bait for 3 and a half, and then saw. Do we say, is this like Kaves Arucha? Do we say this is now her third sighting, if you like, but it's just a longer one? Or do we say now this is like a breaking for 3 or not? Or nahi, do we say this day, now we say it's like Deashata still, even though it's on the third? So with that, we're over the duff, so I think I'll leave you in suspense. We'll see what the Gemara says next year. All right, Kol Tov.